Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about how to walk in divine health, something that everybody wants, divine health. Well, it's available, but there sure is some things you have to learn and a lot of things you have to do to be able to walk in divine health. I have realized in the Scripture that God sends sickness and disease to discipline his children. Now, he clearly told us that in the book of Job, chapter 33. But he also told us in 1 John 5:18 that if we don't sin, keep ourselves clean, the enemy cannot touch us. He tells us in Psalms 91 that if we will make him, the Most High God, our dwelling place, and we'll say of the Lord, he's our refuge and our strength, then he, God, will keep the fowler or the devil from us, and none of the sickness and disease that's out there will come to us. None. And then again, down in Psalms 91, he talks about how that if we will put him first and obey him in everything, that no plague, no sickness, no disease will come to our dwelling place, our house, our body. So, all these things tell me that if we sin, if we don't put him first, if we don't do what he says, then we're going to open the door for sickness and disease. Well, now, who brings that sickness and disease? How can you be well one day and sick the next? Well, it's simple. There's an enemy out there. Paul tells us clearly who this enemy is. He says in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, this is the enemy that we fight against. Now then, next verse, he tells us what to do about these enemies. He said, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Well, we got to learn what the armor of God is. We got to learn this is a spiritual battle we're fighting. It's not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. And for all these things to work with us, God has provided the resources in his word to teach us how to walk in divine health, how to stand against this invisible enemy that we cannot see, which technically he's not an enemy to us until we walk in sin, until we open the door to him. God clearly tells us in his word, if we obey, and he started off way back in the Old Testament, if they obey, he will bless everything they do. In fact, the Abrahamic covenant, the blessings he promised to Abraham, was totally wrapped around obey. If you will obey and do everything I say, then I will bless your food, I will bless your water, I will bless your lands, I'll bless your crops, I'll bless your children, I'll bless your fields, everything. I'll bless you with prosperity. I will bless everything you put your hands to, and whatever you put your hands to will prosper, but only if you obey everything I say to do. Today, he's got a commandment for us. Love. That's what wraps it up. Love. First, we're to love God with all our heart, our mind, our strength. And then we're to love our neighbor, and then we're to love ourself. And he said, if we love, the God kind of love, everything is fulfilled in this one word of the God kind of love. Pretty hard to walk there, but God tells us that that's where he wants us to walk. Now then, after Paul tells us here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, to take unto us the whole armor of God. Well, what is that armor of God? Well, let's read on a little further. He said in verse 14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth." Okay, now that's the first one of the weapons we have against the enemy. Truth. The word of God. A spiritual law. We stand in truth. We don't get into lying. We walk in truth. We walk in God's word. We don't lie. We tell the truth all the time. And when we tell the truth, you have this portion of this spiritual armor on. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now then I've heard people say, and I used to be guilty of this, they said, well, I get up every morning and put on the full armor of God. Until I understood this, I used to say the same thing. But now I realize what I was doing did not line up with God's word. When you walk in truth, you've got that truth on all the time. You go to bed with it, you wake up with it. You're totally protected with that 24/7. When you realize that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, when that becomes a revelation to you, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, because in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he says, by what Jesus did for you on the cross, you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. So, having on the breastplate of righteousness, I have the breastplate of righteousness on 24/7. I don't ever take it off. I know by what Jesus did on the cross for me, I am righteous. I am righteous because of what Jesus did. I can say, I am righteous because of what Jesus did for me on that cross. So, I have that breastplate on. Praise the Lord. I am covered from the enemy with the breastplate of righteousness. Then he says, in your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does he mean? If you're walking in peace, you're walking in the God kind of peace. You're not getting out of sorts with somebody. You're not screaming at them. You're not fussing at them. You're not going there in anger and rage and terror. Because when you do, you're out of peace. You do not have the gospel shoes of peace on. Your shoes are not on at all. You're walking in the flaming coals of hell. And who knows what kind of fire may come upon those feet. But as long as you got the shoes of peace on, then nothing can touch you. Nothing can touch your body. You have your body prepared. You've got this shield, breastplate of righteousness on. You're walking in truth. And now you have the gospel shoes of peace. In other words, you're walking in peace everywhere you go. And as long as you walk in peace, you open no doors to the devil. And he cannot touch you. And so this is the weapons we use against this beast, or this is where we have to walk. Then he says here, above all, there's something else we can do. Then he said, above all these things, taking the shield of faith, the shield of faith, that is the word of God, all of it. We're taking that shield of faith. We say that faith is the word of God. So if the shield of faith is the word of God, then if you don't have yourself protected with the word and you don't have a lot of scriptures hidden in your heart, you don't have the shield of faith on. You can't walk in faith if you don't know what the word says, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you've got that shield of faith on, then you've got a lot of scriptures hidden in your heart. And the more you've got hidden in your heart, the greater and the larger is your shield that will protect you from the enemy. And the harder it will be for him to get through to you. And wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In other words, the devil will be shooting fiery darts at you. I mean, if you take that shield of faith, in other words, as he's saying there, that shield of faith, I think about an experience I had years ago when I was just beginning to learn these things. I've got all these things up. I'm walking in truth. I know I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I have that breastplate of righteousness on. I have the helmet of salvation on. You know, I have my loins girded about with truth. And I've got that big shield. I've studied the word, and I got hundreds of scriptures hidden in my heart. And I am walking in obedience, and I'm trying to do everything God says. And one day, just to tell you how simple it is to let down that shield of faith and to get into sin. Most people are like me. They don't realize when God says, no sin, you are to trust me in everything and put me first in everything. We have no idea what he really meant there. At least I didn't. So I'm walking in divine health just for a while. I haven't been doing it long, but I'm going along. I know it now, And I'm getting a hold of it. I'm really beginning to lock the word in my heart. And all of a sudden, one day, a man walks in, and he hands me a piece of paper. And he said, "Have you read this fax?" I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Let me see it." So he handed it to me, and it made a statement on that sheet of paper that if certain events were to happen within our corporation, they might have to close the engineering division. Now, I worked in the engineering division, and if they close it, I don't have a job. I had a good job and paid very well, was able to support my family and everything. Everything was nice, and I loved what I did. But when I looked at that piece of paper, I made this statement. I said, "Gee, if they close the engineering division, I wonder what will happen to me." And in one heartbeat, I was instantly sick. I mean, my head was splitting open, and sinus fluid was running out of both nostrils like you had opened a river in my head. The man says, "Good grief, what just happened to you? Did a river break loose in your head?" I mean, he saw fluid just run out like that. I told him, "No, it's okay, I'm going to be fine." I grabbed a Kleenex, began to blow my nose, and he left. I knew what I had done. I knew I had sinned. Now, how did I sin? The Word of God says I am supposed to trust God for all things. He is to be my provider, and once I become His child, I'm to cast all my cares, all my anxieties, everything on Him because He cares for me, and I am to trust Him for my provisions 100%. Well, right there, I didn't do that. And when I didn't do that, I let down my shield of faith, and there was an enemy sitting out there with that fiery dart drawn waiting to get me. They're always sitting around you waiting to get you. When you sin, they're waiting to get you. They have those fiery darts drawn and ready. Well, as soon as I let the shield of faith down, bam, one of them hit me right in the head. A fiery dart of the devil. Why did he hit me before? Because I didn't sin before. He had no legal right to me. I had my shield up. He couldn't touch me. But when I let that spiritual shield down, he can now hit me. Well, I had a splitting headache and sinus fluid just pouring out of both nostrils. I began to repent. Now then, once the devil gets in and that fiery dart stuck in you, it's not easy to pull out. It's kind of like it's got barbs on it. But it was stuck in me. Now then, I was repenting. I was telling the Lord how sorry I was. I said, "Lord, I am so sorry that I sinned. I know I sinned. I did not trust you. And I know I got a fiery dart from the devil. I know I let my shield of faith down. I said I had it up, but I now let it down and this beast hit me."
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.